Do we love North Carolina? Do we love it? Beautiful.
The now familiar trappings of a Trump rally were all here. Supporters waving Make America Great Again signs and protesters being shouted down and escorted out every few minutes, some going gently, some in handcuffs.
Troublemakers, just professional troublemakers. Get her out of here.
And the candidate himself with his trademark superlatives.
We'll do great, great, great in Ohio.
But the backdrop was different from his previous North Carolina campaign events in Raleigh and Concord. He had come to the home of Fort Bragg, the nation's largest army base by population.
First of all, I want to welcome all of the people, the incredible military talent, and it is talent indeed, from Fort Bragg. Where's Fort Bragg? Come on.
And he did it as he faces rising criticism of his fitness as a potential commander-in-chief, much of it triggered by his suggestions that he would order troops to torture prisoners and kill the families of terrorists. Former CIA chief Michael Hayden said the military would mutiny rather than commit war crimes, and dozens of GOP national security experts signed an open letter opposing him. Trump responds that he would change torture laws.
If we're going to win these things, we got to fight them on a very, very much more level playing field, or you're not going to do anything. You're not going to do anything. So we have to expand our laws, and we have to do what we have to do.
He was interrupted then by a protester wearing a T-shirt that said, "Love is the answer." Trump said he would support the troops and take care of veterans, but spoke in generalities. And the soldiers and veterans who came to his rally didn't care about the criticisms.
Seems like the best candidate to represent the military.
I believe what he says. I like him protecting the borders.
He loves our country. And I just believe in the man. I just do. I feel he's got our back, so I'm going to get his back. That's how vets go.
That was Specialist Dylan Beaver of the 82nd Airborne Division, Army veteran Robert Griffith of Carthage, and Air Force vet Chris Ramsey of Goldsboro. Exit polling said Trump did well with troops and veterans when he won last month's South Carolina primary, but those groups, like many others, are sharply divided on his candidacy. There were plenty who stayed away Wednesday night. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Jim Womack is a former GOP county commissioner who lives just north of the base in Lee County with his wife, herself a combat veteran who retired after 33 years.
I don't think he offers anything to veterans other than uncertainty.
Womack has a daughter headed to West Point and says he's not sure yet which Republican candidate he'll vote for. But he knows which one he doesn't want, making life and death decisions for his daughter and other American troops. He says there's a host of reasons not to vote for Trump, including the candidate's insults to women and the disabled. And he believes the comments about ordering troops to torture prisoners and kill civilians weren't slips.
Those were streams of consciousness. Those were not just half-baked ideas.
It was hard to know how many people in the crowd at the Trump rally were veterans or on active duty, since military regulations prohibit active duty troops from wearing their uniforms at political events. But the 10,000-seat arena was nearly full, so it seems clear that his support runs deep in this military community. I'm Jay Price in Fayetteville, North Carolina.